Thank you again for listening. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida, coming to you from the lovely studios of the New Testament Baptist Confession podcast and the Cherishing Scripture podcast ministry. We are studying the 13th paragraph in the New Testament Baptist Confession. So if you have it, you can follow along with us. If you don't, you can get it at newtestamentbaptists.com. All of the confession is available there. You can print it, read it at your own pace. There are also the audio files of the discussion podcasts that are archived there. So visit us today, newtestamentbaptists.com. Paragraph 13. Due to the aforementioned conclusions, we hereby declare Independent Fundamental Baptists to have deteriorated into a sectarian order that warrants abandonment. Due to the misinterpretation and misrepresentation of independence and fundamentalism and poorly defined doctrinal mandates, we find that the Independent Fundamental Baptist displays of doctrine have evolved into a flagrant contradiction of the teachings of God's Word. We also recognize that numerous Independent Fundamental Baptist teachings were never in full accordance with the Bible from their inception. So this really gets right down to the matter of doctrinal problems among Fundamental Baptists. There is no cohesive doctrinal statement that Fundamental Baptists share. Most Fundamental Baptists are so independent that they have their own version of Bible doctrine. I've experienced this far and wide as I have circulated among Independent Fundamental Baptist churches. What I've discovered is that almost every church has its own doctrinal emphasis. And this, I believe, is to the detriment of the greater good of the body of Christ. If you go into a certain town, maybe a larger town like we have here in Tampa, Florida, and you may have as many as 40 Fundamental Baptist churches in a town like this, some of them well-known, some of them almost entirely unknown. But in a town like Tampa, Florida, or a greater county like Hillsborough County, you may have a patchwork quilt of different doctrinal emphases among Independent Fundamental Baptist churches. For example, there are those who are rock rib, leather lung, hellfire and brimstone preaching churches. There are others who are a little further left of that, and they're more contemporary music praise teams. I could speak of one that's not even 5 miles from our church here that their music almost completely has changed into more of a contemporary style music. They still claim to be Independent Baptist. Then there are those who have varying eschatological views. There are premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial. There are pre-tribulation rapture, post-tribulation rapture, mid-tribulation rapture churches right here in this county. There are those that believe that if a man is divorced and remarried, he's not qualified to pastor a church. And then there are those who believe that divorce and remarriage is a non-issue, and so their pastor is divorced and remarried. There are those who have a faith promise missions program, and then those who are a percentage-based church that take a percentage out of their general fund to support their missions program. So there's all kinds of practices and views among Fundamental Baptists, and that's okay. That's why independence is a good quality. However, when it comes to doctrinal stands, there should be a monolithic, cohesive foundation that Fundamental Baptists are able to stand upon. And the conclusions that we have arrived at in the New Testament Baptist Confession is that Independent Fundamental Baptists have deteriorated into a sectarian order that warrants abandonment, meaning that their doctrinal emphases are so bizarre that they virtually cannot retrieve their testimony. They virtually cannot walk back the error that has been promulgated among Fundamental Baptists, and it has caused numerous bad testimonies. And when I say numerous bad testimonies, I'm not just talking about locally, but numerous bad testimonies on a global scale. So the paragraph continues, due to the interpretation and misrepresentation of independence and fundamentalism, and poorly defined doctrinal mandates we find that the independent fundamental Baptist displays of doctrine have evolved into a flagrant contradiction of the teachings of God's Word. Almost regionally, you'll find variants of teachings among fundamental Baptists. Fundamental Baptists of the Southeast, for example, have a stronger and more enthusiastic view of the Holy Spirit than fundamental Baptists, say, in the Midwest or in the Western United States. And then that even changes when you go overseas, when there are mission churches that have been planted through fundamental Baptist mission dollars. Oftentimes those mission churches have virtually no doctrinal oversight at all, and they may believe who knows what because they're independent. No one has any control because they're independent. No one has any oversight except for their local mother churches back here in the States, possibly. And even in that case, there's a breakdown of oversight as well. So this has led to flagrant contradictions. And when I say flagrant contradictions, I'll give you one example. If you could imagine the timeline, saved, called to preach, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, just imagine that timeline for just a moment. That is not an uncommon teaching among independent Baptists. A man gets saved. He is shortly thereafter called to preach. Then he is filled with the Holy Spirit and given an unction that he is to utilize for effectiveness or greater effectiveness in ministry. Now, this is common. This is not unusual at all. And this is advocated by even some of the teachers that I admired, and some of the teachers that I would exalt as men of God were misled in this area. In fact, what the Bible says is, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his, in the book of Romans. And so when people talk about acquiring the Holy Spirit or being baptized in the Holy Spirit or having a second blessing of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter if they say they're independent and fundamental or not. That's Pentecostal. That teaching is Pentecostal. And they can say they're independent and fundamental and Baptist, but the reality is that if they are advocating that timeline, that is a gross misrepresentation of what the Bible actually teaches. In my book, Toxic Traditions, I deal with this pretty thoroughly in the chapter on the misrepresentation of the Holy Spirit. And so fundamental Baptists display doctrines that are, in many cases, contradictory to the teachings of God's Word. That's dangerous. And if you love the Word, you have to make a choice, in some cases, sadly, between being a fundamental Baptist or being a Bible believer. And so in independent Baptist churches, there seems to be a certain tolerance level for bad teaching. For example, if a young preacher is preaching something that is radical or extreme, and people are in many, many cases willing to wink at that and give space for error, in most cases in fundamental Baptist churches, that goes unaddressed. And so that young preacher almost has to figure it out on his own, almost by experimenting with the Word of God while he's preaching. And for me, that is what I see that to be a very, very dangerous practice. So continuing in the paragraph, it says, we also recognize that numerous independent fundamental Baptist teachings were never in full accordance with the Bible from their inception. If you go back to the fundamentals, there were at one time five fundamentals. Later, two additional fundamentals were added to those. And what we have seen is that the original five fundamentals were indeed core doctrines. They were indeed substantial, and they needed to be the sort of the touchstone of the foundation of the fundamental Baptist church. But then as things were added to that, and the reason things were added to the original five fundamentals is not because those fundamentals could not stand on their own. It's because there was a division. And the division that came necessitated someone else coming up with another doctrinal stand, someone else coming up with a, and I use the term doctrinal stand loosely, someone coming up with a quote-unquote new doctrinal stand. And those stands were oftentimes, in fact, anti-biblical. They were a-theological in most cases. For example, there were stands that arose among fundamental Baptists because of the days of racial conflict and the days of the sexual revolution and the homosexual revolution and so on and so forth. And so those things began to be forwarded into the church as doctrine. Jesus condemned this outright. I mean, there's no ambiguity about it. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus warned of the Pharisees who were basically using the teachings of men to create doctrinal stands. And that I find to be an incredibly, incredibly dangerous practice, as dangerous today as it was back then. And so God's word cannot be tampered with. And I'm sad to say this has been the practice of fundamental Baptists. Now, the New Testament Baptist Confession website, you're going to find out that our body of doctrine includes a strong stand on the King James Version of the Bible. And we are still there. I am, by conviction, a King James-only man. That has not changed. That is not going to change. I believe that the King James Version is the inspired Word of God for English-speaking people, and that is not a negotiable point for me. And so when they point fingers and say, oh, this, you know, the New Testament Baptist Confession is going too hard to the left, my response to that is this. The reason why I believe fundamental Baptists need to be abandoned is because they are too liberal. And when I say they're too liberal, I'm not talking about their external standards. What I'm talking about is they take too much liberty with God's Word. They tamper with the message of God's Word for the purpose of sermon development and for the purpose of doctrinal emphases. So from their inception, that has been their practice, it appears, and that has created a tension that the Spirit of God inside of me has highlighted in my own personal ministry, my own personal walk with God. I cannot abide such tampering with God's Word. So this is paragraph 13. You can find all of the New Testament Baptist Confession. It's about 10,000 words. You could read it in one good sitting if you're a disciplined reader. If you would like to listen to the reading of it and hear the podcast, they're all archived at the website newtestamentbaptists.com. Thank you, and we hope that you'll join us again next time. Once again, this is Pastor Brad Bailey.